If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the purple duck floaty, Aaron, and with me is the guy who I can never get his name right, Jason. Jason, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you? What? My name...
I'm doing good,
it's going
Jay.
Good, Aaron.
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah,
it's going
how are you
good.
Doing?
Yeah, hot. That's it. But it's summer.
I know.
Got to fight it.
It's very hot right now.
And what anime do we use to quench our thirst, Jay?
In this heat?
Yes.
The soft drink classic, Akikan.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at High Dive. So hobbies are a great way to meet new people. But how could Keikaru Daiichi, who collects red juice cans, ever have suspected that he'd meet a fascinating girl when he attempted to drink her? Naming her Melon, Kakeru quickly learns that she's an Akikan, a beautiful girl who's also a special can created to fight other Akikan in a strange experiment to determine which kind of container is better, steel or aluminum.
Yeah, pretty much. No, all right.
You have the facts?
I do have the facts, Jay. All right, so if you had to guess, Jay, real quick, what year do you think this anime came out in?
Oh, my God. Let me see. 2004.
So that's what I thought. I thought this had to be pre-2005 anime. This comes from the year 2009, Jay.
Okay.
How old were you in 2009?
18.
Yeah, I was probably like 14. It's 12 episodes, fantasy rom-com, magical girl. It was created by Riku Ranjo. The studio is Brain's Base, and they did Kiss Him, Not Me, Snafu, My Little Monster, and Bacano. Real funny, Bacano, I think, was in 07.
Really?
Yeah, and this is 2 years later, and it's crazy how different the how it looks.
I know, right?
It was directed by Yuji Hamaki, and he's directed a bunch of Lupin the Third movies. It was licensed by Sentai Filmworks. The music was by Nijine. And he did the soundtracks to Bakuto Test and Soft Tenny, which is a soft tennis anime.
Soft tennis?
Yeah, soft tennis. So they play with a softer ball.
Okay.
Yeah, Soft Tenny. I actually really want to... Sports, when Sports Month comes back around.
You need to pick that one?
Yeah, Soft Tenny might have to be chosen. The two openings are Miracle Plan G, Deki Chata by Charney Queen, and the second one is Juicy Extracty by Little Non. All right, so the ending themes, there are
a million, right?
Yeah, there are 13 ending themes to this anime. So I'm pretty sure it's counting the OVA as one of them.
It I mean, it's all the same song, just sung in a different way each time, right?
Yeah. So the base of the song, it's Koi Sora Recycling, and it's always, so it's like a different remix for every episode, essentially.
Yeah.
And so like the first one is featuring Melon Soda. The second one is Suberry Grape Juice. The next one is Ginger Ale Dry. The next one is Oolong Che. Then Oolong Tea, High Grade. Nippon Cha, featuring Japanese green teas, number 5. Number 6 is Cola. 7 is Energy Drink. 8 is Odin Can. 9 is Peach Nectar, which sounds delicious. 10, Afternoon Kocha, which is a black tea. 11, Coffee. 12... Oshiri Kuto, which is red bean soup. sweet red bean soup. And the last one is the mixed drink.
Oh, okay.
Mix.
So there's an OVA?
Mikuchu Juchu. Yeah. There's an OVA. It's about them at a bathhouse.
Oh, okay. I guess that would have been nice to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it, so.
Yeah, what? It's really cool. I guess we could talk about it a little bit right now, if you want. But it's real cool because they go to a hot spring, and so the cans don't want to get in because they don't want to get too hot. So yeah. Najimi, the girl, I forget her name. Is it Najimi? Najimi?
Yeah,
I didn't say her name. I know.
Najimi.
Yeah, Najimi. Najimi gets a she pulls strings to get a cold onsen for them. For the Akikans, so they can be nice and comfortable.
Cool.
Where are we at? Sorry.
You just finished the endings.
The endings. And for cross media, I forgot to mention up top, but it was a light novel and ended in 2013. Okay. The manga still ongoing.
Really?
So, yeah, so 7 years after the light novel has ended, Akikan manga is still going strong.
Wow.
There's one OVA, as I mentioned earlier. And then a really cool fact is that the illustrator for the light novel was the same illustrator for Shuffle.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Anime that we have not covered yet, which we will cover fairly soon. Every time we mention it, we always want to. We always mention we're going to run it.
Yeah.
And, and another little fun trivia fact. They name the mixed drink at the end of the anime. They name her Miku. Mm-hmm. And the last ending song is featuring Hatsune Miku, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's all I got for facts, Jay. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything general you want to talk about?
One thing that I want to, like, kind of like a little disappointed at is that that there was only three, really only three drinks the whole anime.
Yeah, I don't know if you looked at the wiki and saw the different sodas that are in, like, in the light novel and the manga. Mm-hmm. There's like coffee. I know red bean soup is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think coffee is either coffee or red bean soup is like a lolly, another lolly, like a fifth grader.
Okay.
Like older. She's like older than grape. But I really wish there was a cola was in it too.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I remember I was like looking in the vending, like I saw the vending machine and there was like a tomato juice and I was like, oh man, I want to see what that Akikan looks like,
right?
Because Miku had it in her jacket, the tomato juice.
There was a lot of cool design ones.
We got when she brought everybody out.
Yeah, and I thought it was really cool. Yo, I didn't expect blood to be in this anime. I think it kind of got me not weirded out, but I was like, oh, what the hell is that? When when Yell cut his stomach open.
Oh yeah.
I was
like a deep cut.
Yeah. I was like, oh, she barely got him, and then
just blood everywhere.
Exactly. What was I gonna say? There was one thing. Oh, so this anime reminded me of a genre that I totally forgot existed. But it is magical, so it's like magical person needs opposite sex to fuel them so they can fight other magical people of the same gender.
Okay.
So like Sekirei is essentially like the same thing as this.
Yeah.
What is the other one? Sekon no Quasar, I think it's called. But I think it's reversed, where it's like it's a guy. It's a magic guy. But then he needs
a girl.
Yeah, but he needs breast milk for his powers.
Okay. So not only does he need like a girl, he needs like a girl that like has a kid or something.
Yeah, that's pure Cambodian. there's like a whole Valkyrie Drive, is this? But Yuri, They, you need two girls. And then I think the power is an orgasm. Yeah.
Oh my god, how come I have... Well, I've heard of these animes, but man, the descriptions I did not expect.
Right? I'm trying to think. But there's a whole lot of different ones. It's essentially the same premise over and over again. I think Loveless is also like that, but I don't think it's a battle anime.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all like, they're all battle animes that you need a partner and the partner gives you some kind of boost.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's still even going strong today. Like, there's every so often we get one of these kind of anime. I don't know. I don't got much else to say.
Yeah, other than lack of sodas and I don't know.
Lack of budget. You kind of mentioned it before. It looks like a really, really old anime.
But it's not that old.
And the jokes in it are really old and tired out as well. Mm. Like when I think of this anime, I think of one of my friends one time described to me, because I asked him, like, oh, what do you think anime is? And he described to me basically what Akikan is. It's like, oh, pervert main character says something pervy. Then girl hits him over the head with her fist and calls him an idiot. And that's essentially breaks down most of the jokes in this anime.
Yeah, pretty much.
it's either that joke or, oh, the president's gay and he's gonna touch you inappropriately. And that's it. Like, that's, like, the whole joke. And, like, I want to say that trope doesn't exist anymore in anime, but it does. Every so often, we'll get a gay character that's just overly flamboyant, and, like, the main character is the target of their ire.
Hmm.
Even though, like, the main character might be, like, a pervert and might do it to other women, but as soon as it... I guess just kind of trying to point out the hypocrisy of the character, you know? Like, oh, yeah. He can go and fondle these characters, but then when he gets fondled, then he doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. But, yeah, and it's to that end. I guess we can talk about it more in characters, but a lot of the characters are, like, really flat one-line jokes.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's move on to art and cinematography.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
There was a long stretch where I couldn't hear you.
Okay. That should be fine. Okay. All I really talked about was...
Just the gay flamboyant character.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't that much. Unless you want to respond to any of that, but...
No, I'm good. As long as it sounds good on the podcast, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
All right,
Jay, so art and cinematography.
All right, so art.
I think everybody looks bad.
I thought you were going to say, like, okay or something.
No, I think everyone looks super generic. I think that's what leads me to say it was older than what it was.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, the main character for me, I feel like in the way that he looks and the way that he presents himself and stuff, he reminds me of, like, a side character from, like, Green TV or something that got his own anime.
You remember that kind of character, especially in the early 2000s? Like, they were main characters all the time.
Yeah.
And even, like, today, we'll get, like, oh, pervy main character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, his whole shtick.
Yeah, he's a super pervert.
Like, the one I can imagine... is like, what's his name from Heaven's Lost Property?
Yeah,
like
that guy's super over the top pervy.
Yeah, but then he's also like, how they play him way more over the top, which is why I kind of more appreciate him, because like he doesn't seem like a character who can exist in real life. I feel like he's too over the top, whereas this main character. He's like, he never touches anybody. He never does whatever. never gropes anybody, but it's like he's always like verbally harassing people.
Yeah.
And that seems like it can totally happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that for some reason, like that, because it's more real, I don't know, I can't really put up with it as much.
Yeah, I get that. I remember there was this one part where they said like, oh, bad news, guys. There's the teacher is in the hospital, and then he pinches his nipples or something like that.
Yeah, it's.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's weird. And then I always got hit like in the beginning. I got him and the one friend confused with each other because they look very similar as well.
Oh yeah, his name is like Goro or something.
Yeah,
Jigoro or something like that.
Yeah, hold on. I need to pull up
Goro Amaji.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Goro. The only character I thought that looked really cool was Miku. I thought she looked real neat.
Yeah, Miku was nice, but she also did look a bit generic.
Yeah, but I think she's a girl. The least generic out of all of them. I mean, yeah, she is generic, but I don't know. I liked her design a little bit more.
I think my favorite design would probably be the teacher. It was Arin Kizaki.
Yeah.
I think she's looked pretty cool. And also Kochi Kaze, the witch girl.
I thought Budako as well. I like her grape. Her grape hair ties.
Hair ties, yeah.
How they were really adorable.
Mm-hmm. She looked really cute with her hair done, too, in that one episode.
She was a queen.
Yeah. Or
princess.
Princess.
All right, Jay. Cinematography. Do you have any cinematography notes?
There was one. I think it was when they were playing baseball. It panned from the main guy to Melon. Like in like one swoop shot, like it went from left to right, and I thought that's the only thing I could think of. I thought it looked all right.
The one I really liked was Kakeru. I thought that was Takeru. Kakeru. He's waiting for Melon at the baseball game. And then the shot is like on the dark hallway, like a dark area where you can't see anything. Mm-hmm. And then I think lightning strikes or something, and then you can see Yao for quick second, and then it goes back to being dark, and then she steps out of the shadows.
Like it was like a horror movie kind of shot.
Yeah, and it was real cool. I actually really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of happens again in the when they introduce Miku, like her eyes are covered by shadow, and then another like lightning bolt comes, and you can see her, face that she's making, and then it goes away. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jake. Characters. I don't think anyone is really underutilized in this manga, in this anime.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
If I had to pick one person, it'd probably be Goro, actually.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to see him in his family setting. Him and his sisters.
Oh, yeah, his sisters and him in his pajamas. He's like wearing girl pajamas.
With his with the dog hat.
Yeah.
Very adorable.
Another underutilized that I would probably say is that Koichi Kaze girl, the witch.
Yeah, the witch.
Yeah. Just I wish I guess the witch aspect of her is more underutilized than than her as a character.
The one time we see her.
Mm-hmm. I was like shocked when that happened. I was like, she's actually a witch.
I thought it was real dumb. I was like, okay, whatever.
Like I can get the card thing, like her throwing cards and stuff and but I was like, what the heck is going on? She's actually a witch.
One of my favorite really janky shots was them seeing the motorcycle cutting lanes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like cutting lanes like horizontal. What's the word I'm looking for? Like vertically.
Yeah.
But it's like, you couldn't cut lanes in like that kind of traffic anyway, because it wasn't moving.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, they'd have to do like a 90-degree turn in order to weave through traffic.
Yeah, and that's what it looked like. It looked like a pure 90-degree like shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked real funny.
But without actually turning.
Yeah. It looked real funny. All right. You want to go favorite characters or least favorite characters first?
We could do favorite.
All right. Melon. I really like Melon. I thought she was really cute.
Yeah, Melon's cute. I think she's a tad too much tsundere, but...
Oh, I know. I have a soft spot for tsunderes.
Yeah.
So I thought I really liked it. And then I think all the sodas actually... Yell's pretty cute. Yeah, Yell's
great.
I thought Yell was real boring until her episode. And I think they give her enough little quirks that make her kind of cute.
Yeah. When she gets the job and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then Budoko, also really cute.
Yeah, I thought she was the cutest one of all.
I just
liked her, like all her attacks were like did nothing.
Oh, that's what was gonna be one of the other openings. Like, I'm the guy who spits grape seeds at your face. I also really like how she talks like a lolly too. I don't know if you noticed that. Hmm. So like when she says Misaki, she says Mishaki.
Yeah.
She has that lisp, the lolly lisp, and it's real adorable. Who else do I have on here?
Miku.
Miku's really cool. I really wish she wasn't just introduced in the last two episodes as a foil. She's an anime-only character as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think
that's unfortunate.
I think it's sad that she has the cat's her owner. It's real dumb.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
Of course, like an anime joke character, like that's what they're gonna do and make her whole origin a joke, which kind of sucks. Najimi, she was real cute in places.
Yeah,
although she's also real dumb.
I felt like she's a little too. What's the thing jump the gun? She jumps the gun all the time.
Oh, she jumps to conclusions?
Yeah. Like the whole thing with what's the main character guy and Melon are on a date. Yell, go deal with them.
Go deal with them. She's all right, and almost kills them.
Yeah. And Jesus. Then, and then there was like another time where she does something similar. Oh, it was when she didn't trust Yell anymore. And she, like, she just tells her to leave.
Immediately, right?
Yeah.
I like how those foils are like the last 5 minutes of the anime. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have set up like the whole thing, the whole episode, but it's like the last 5 minutes. Like, okay, we need some sort of issue.
Mm-hmm. You know, go back into general. I feel like that's like a... I felt like that, like adding the foil and stuff was like super predictable. Like I was just waiting for it. I was like, okay, so we got the last two episodes. Some new character is going to get introduced and they're going to be bad.
I mean, that's all anime, you know, or most anime is like that. They don't spend their time. Like, okay, what's going to be they don't even have to introduce like another character. It can just be like, okay, what's the foil? What's going to stop them? Is it like
it's her dad taking her to another town?
A good one could have been like, oh, Melon's brand is going out of business or whatever.
Oh yeah, the drink is getting discontinued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another really general thing I liked. This is kind of back to general. I really liked how the fake clones that she made were Miku made. We're at zero. Zero calories. that was pretty cute.
Yeah. Oh, you know, another like general thing that I really enjoyed was the titles of the anime always having "can" in the title.
In the title, that's real cute.
Yeah, it's like, can we go on a date? it's like in every episode.
Oh, I guess I know I should have structured my thoughts a little bit better. But one of the design things I really liked character-wise, even though I thought most of the character designs were boring, the Zero designs I really liked. like the dark versions of each character. Oh, yeah. They looked real cool.
Yeah, they definitely look like a possessed version of the person it's copying.
Okay. Least, oh no, actually, and one more favorite character I want to mention. Where'd it go? Oh no. Kizaki. I really like Kizaki. I thought she was real cute.
Okay, yeah.
Real cute character. Yep. I felt bad every time.
Yeah, nobody ever called her the name that she wanted.
Kizaki this.
Kizaki this.
I really hate that when they was trying to be serious, she still had to throw in the Kizaki.
Yeah.
And it happens like a couple times. I thought it was whatever.
I really like that one part where like she was like making a phone call to the what's his name? Otoya?
Yeah.
Otoya. And she was like covered in cats.
Oh, that was that was one of my favorite scenes actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the more the phone call cuts back to her, the more the cats are crawling on her. Oh, it's adorable. But it kind of sucks because like she likes really cute things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of also hinted at that Yao also likes cute things.
Yeah.
So it's like sharing like traits like that is like really weird. And like two completely separated characters.
Liking cats, like
liking
to
cute
that degree.
Things. Yeah. All right. So least favorite character is Jay.
The main guy?
Yeah, Kikeru. Daichi, yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, he's a pretty bad character.
I don't know. I never really started to dig him. Usually, characters like that, they don't grow on me. Like, it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, it sets up this, like, false narrative that, like, oh, if you're, like, kind of nice to a girl, she'll like you. She'll fall in love with you. Like, if you're, like, a crappy human being, you do, like, one or two good things in your life, and she can see it.
Yeah.
Like, she'll fall in love with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's always those, like, it goes to along with, like, harem protagonists, where I'm like, how does anybody like you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, he saved me when we were kids. It's like,
You know, that thing was never... I was waiting for that to be explained.
She was going to get kidnapped. Because she's a rich girl.
Because I feel like there was some sort of, like, tension or something. That, like, what, like a reason why Kekuru doesn't want to talk about it.
But
that was
him.
Never explained.
Because he shot
Yeah, he dude. Shot him. Yeah, he shot the dude, but he was trying to protect her. So, like, why...
Well, then people, like, ostracized them for shooting him. So that's why he didn't want to talk about it. It's a kind of dumb reason why not to talk about it, but...
Yeah.
He was sensitive about the time he shot that dude.
Mm-hmm. I guess it is traumatizing, but...
Yeah. And then, Otoyo...
They kept, like, you know, they kept, like, bringing it up to, like, so that it would be, like... Like, I thought there was going to be something, like... added to it, but it never was.
Yeah, in that one episode that's about it, and it's like, oh no, that's why that's why she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Otoyo, the president of the commission or whatever.
The economics commission. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I guess everyone's a one note character, but he's just like a one note gay stereotype.
Yeah, for sure. Liking young men.
And that's it.
I did really, I found the part where he led Goro into the men's bathroom.
That was horrible.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, God. It was like, we could really see it, and it kind of sucked.
One thing I did enjoy was his sparkly underwear, or sparkly swimsuit.
Oh, his Speedo? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought most of his jokes were just lame.
I think all the budget went into the sparkly effect for that episode.
All the budget went to, like, the last episode. It was actually pretty well animated.
Mm-hmm. Well, the effect of that mixer thing that Miku does, her attack, was really cool.
Yeah, real cool, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excuse me. All right, Jay. Favorite moments, least favorite moments?
Well, one favorite moment that I have is the whole episode. It's the one where you don't see the owners. You only see
like the Akikans.
The Akikans just doing stuff at home.
That one's real cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that episode.
And that's another calm before the storm episode. Because mm-hmm.
That's like right before Miku is introduced.
Yeah, I think it's like episode 10. And it's real cool just to see them interact. Actually shows like one of my favorite things about Melon is how she loves baseball, and she has a bunch of like tiger stuff, which is like the baseball team she likes.
Yeah,
and she has a bunch of tiger paraphernalia around the room.
Mm-hmm. Is that a real team?
The Tigers? Yes, they are a real team. And then another really funny thing I noticed was after she got paid, there was like more tiger stuff in the room.
Yeah.
So that's pretty adorable.
I think she ends up getting a jersey too, right?
Yeah, she gets a one of those dope Japanese jerseys.
Yeah.
She gets that at the when they go to the game.
Yep. After the game.
Yeah. God, what was I gonna say? I forget now. Oh well. Trying to think of other really cool
favorite moments.
Any parts with Boruko?
Oh yeah,
or Grape Chan, as I call her a lot.
I really like how aggressive she was in the anime, of just like really like gun ho about like fighting everybody, even though she's like super underpowered.
I know, but she's so cute.
Yeah,
adorable.
She's always on the lookout. She's like, "Oh, was that Melon?" And then she's like runs off to go investigate and stuff. And
I know, because I also like how Kakeru mentions, like, oh, they're the same mental age. When Melon just gets the seeds and starts spitting them at her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very funny.
I found that one part where when Melon was working at the cafe and Budoku was there, and she's like, oh, was that Melon? And then Melon, like, falls down the stairs, and she's like, oh, Melon wouldn't be that dumb.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
How about least favorite points, Jay?
Least favorite moments?
You know, actually, hold on. One thing I actually did enjoy about this anime was how much continuity there was between the first and sixth episodes.
Like, okay.
There was an actual story arc to those six episodes.
Yeah.
And then after that, like the next four are just like weird one-shot adventures that happen. But those first six, I was like, oh, wow, they're actually telling, like, an overarching story and not just, here's some slice-of-life things happening. Like, the first six episodes, like, is over the course of, like, 3 or 4 days.
Hmm.
And I thought that was real cool. So it's cool.
Yeah, it's like Melon comes into it and then Yell, and then... And What's-Her-Face wants to go on a date, and then all that stuff, right? It's all connected.
It's all connected. I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
My least favorite part about this anime? It's boring in spots, Jay. I don't know the best way to put it.
Yeah. This is like, that's part of the reason why it took me so long to watch this anime, is because I usually watch anime like at night. Like, I watch a few episodes here at night and then like watch like one in the morning. And every time I like put it on to watch at night, I just like fall asleep halfway through.
Yeah,
it was really good for making me sleep, for sure. I really caught up on my sleep this week.
It's just really old comedy, really old slap. Like, the joke is slapstick, and I don't think slapstick by itself is that funny.
Yeah.
And like nothing else really goes on in the episodes. You get like one or two things and that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what more to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was better.
Yeah, for sure.
I knew it was one of those animes I watched like the first episode, and I was like the first, I think, 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be a rough one. Like, I texted to you, I was like, man, this is gonna be a rough watch. And the 12 episodes took both of us all 7 days to finish it.
Yeah. I was really lagging it.
Yeah, me too.
And like the first half.
This is not a laggy anime, because the episodes are so boring that
Yeah.
You have to force yourself to watch on like
a good part of it.
Yeah. Cause I was like a lot of times I had to get up and like do something else for a little bit just to keep my mind awake.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I was like, if I start doing something else, then I'm not going to do this. So I had to sit down and force myself to watch episodes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, do you got anything final you want to say about this anime?
I do want more melon soda.
Oh, I was going to go buy a melon soda and open it on the podcast when we started. But I don't drink soda anymore, so.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't worth it for the bit. So I was like, man, oh well.
You should have just gave it to me.
I know, exactly. All right. I know, melon soda. You know, I had no idea melon soda was honeydew. I had no idea.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You thought it was like just melon, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like what's in a pink lemonade, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, like what makes it pink?
Yeah, what makes it pink?
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's not like strawberry lemonade; it's like pink lemonade. Mm-hmm. Like it's completely different. So I don't know what I thought it was, and I knew I saw the honeydew on the bottles. Yeah, I don't know why I never just made the connection that it was honeydew.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
You know what's funny is just I love melon soda, but honeydew and like just melons in general, not a big fan.
You're not a fan of watermelon?
I love watermelon for sure. Yeah, I love watermelon. It's just like the orangey kind of like papaya and honeydew and all that stuff.
Cantaloupe,
cantaloupe and cannot do.
Yeah, I know. I get you, Jay. I get you.
And it's always like when you order like some sort of like fruit salad, it's like that's what the majority is, melon.
Melon, exactly. Yeah. The honeydew, so man. all right, Jay. Mm-hmm. Accessibility. Hi. I think anybody can watch it.
I would say, well, there's blood. And you see some butts.
Yeah, some butts. Episodes. Exactly. Yep. Some butts, and you see some
aggressive language.
Yeah, but nothing too bad, I feel.
Yeah.
And then you can see this on High Dive.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking. I think this used to be on Crunchyroll.
I think so, too. I saw there's a Crunchyroll subscription. Not subscription, but a description or whatever
on the anime. Yeah, description of it, yeah.
So maybe it might have been on there years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability?
Low.
Yeah.
To none. For sure. Probably none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, I'm glad that we finished it, but I'm glad we finished it.
Yeah, right. what's something you would do different, Jay, besides adding more soda? That's one thing I would do. More soda. More battles.
Yeah, more soda would be cool. I don't know.
I wish this was a battle anime. It kind of promises to be a battle anime, and it's not.
Yeah, it's more like... like, let's be friends instead of fighting kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I wish there was fighting, like, I guess, like, Naruto style. Like, fighting into friends.
Yeah. I think that would have been a good way to approach it.
But I really wish there was, like I said, more battles with other cans.
Yeah. More cans and more battles.
Exactly.
Wait. That kind of sounds like Metabots. More...
So, more cans, what's more Metabots, more power.
Yeah, there we go.
And more cans, more power.
Yeah.
And
more
all right,
cans, more soda.
I know. All right, Jay. Moment of truth. The rating. What do you rate, Jay?
I'm gonna give this a light pass.
You know what? This is weird. Giving it a niche recommend.
Okay.
Although I did not enjoy it personally. You know, though, you tried to say a niche pass last week. I think this actually might be like a... I won't even be like a niche pass. Because niche pass would be like, I didn't like it, but I can see why people would like it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
No, it's like a niche recommend. Just so I can be like, hey, if you ever wondered what anime used to be. Like, you should check out like how far anime has came. Yeah, like watch.
Yeah, that was like a vice versa kind of thing, right? Like like here's an example of what anime used to be, and check out this now.
If you ever want to see a very jarring thing, go go watch Bakano and enjoy that, and then know that the same people who animated that went and they did Akikan.
Yeah, 2 years later.
2 years later. I wish it was like a year. I wish it was the immediate project right after, because it would have been like so jarring.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, just go look at like how much source material means to, like, source and budget means to an anime studio.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, niche recommend bordering on soft pass, I guess I would say.
Okay.
All right, Jay, now that we're sipping on our cans.
Yeah.
And they've become girls. what anime do you have for us next week? What theme do you have for us next week, next month?
Well, Jay, we've decided the theme that it's going to be animals. So it's going to be animal month. We're going to be focusing on animals that are focusing on anime that have like animal protagonists, or have to do like
primarily with the animals. Anime.
Mm-hmm. And so my first pick is going to be, let me get the name right, Rilakkuma and Karu.
What is that?
You never heard of Rilakkuma and Karu?
No.
This is a Netflix only. Like, oh, it's a claymation.
Claymation one? Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be watching that. It's 13 episodes, and I believe they're short episodes. I think right here it says it's 11 minutes each.
I believe it's a kids anime, I want to say.
Yeah, but it deals with adult anxiety with work and stuff like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because she's like a office worker or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
And so I don't know how true that is, but I've heard that it's a like grown-ups liking it, you know, like adults. So I'm excited to watch it. I'm really curious.
Have you seen the trailer? Have you seen how like it looks?
Yeah, I've watched I watched part of the first episode, and I was very interested in it.
Yeah, it looks real neat, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once again, what was it called?
Rilakkuma and Karu. And it's a girl, and she has a bear that comes into her life,
and a bird.
There's two other animals.
I think there's a bird is one of them. I forget.
Yeah, that's her pet.
Her pet bird.
Yeah, Kiro Tori is his name. Her pet's name.
All right, very excited, Jay. Very excited. Check this out.
Yeah. So it should be a very easy watch. Yeah. Hopefully, it's supposed to be like a really just like cute anime that really has like no plot.
All right, we'll check it out. And if you enjoyed what you checked out today, go ahead, leave us a comment, subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts. Primarily, you want us to cover anything we haven't covered yet, go ahead, leave us a comment. Email us animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. And we'll try to get back to you.
Yeah.
And until then, everybody, till next week.
Yep. Keep buying soda.
Oh, man. You know what?
Or drinks.
Real quick. I was real surprised there was no, like, Akihabara, tie-in for this anime.
Because there's, like, vending machines everywhere.
Yeah, there's, like, vending machines. I know Sangria or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's like an actual soda company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then some of the can designs as well, those are also like based on real cans I saw in Japan.
Oh, really? Like the Yell sports drink?
I don't know about the Yell and the grape soda and melon, but the one that I saw, it was like in a vending machine, was Georgia coffee. We have it out here too.
Yeah.
But it's not it doesn't look like, if you get to see the can, it's like it's different cans here, but yeah, that can's very,
like,
distinct.
A black can, right?
Yeah, in Japan, it's yellow. It's yellow and black.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it a couple times there. And I don't know if it was actually Georgia brand coffee, but that's what it was trying to mimic. It's trying to mimic mm-hmm. Georgia. They also had blue coffee, and blue coffee is delicious. It's like the mountain blend.
Oh, wow.
And that was
is it
like,
actually blue?
No, it's just the name of it. It's like Hawaii. Anyway, Blue Hawaii. Thank you, Elvis. Everybody stay drinking drinks.